You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
First things first. According to astronomers, the Earth is actually spinning faster than ever before. And because of that, it recently set the record for the shortest day ever. Yeah, June 29th was apparently 1.59 milliseconds shorter than a normal day. Yeah. And that's how you know things are going bad. Even the Earth is like, all right, let's wrap this up. Let's go, let's go. Let's keep things moving. Let's keep things going. 1.59 milliseconds faster. I mean, you do know what this means, right? We'll get to leave work 1.59 milliseconds earlier.
Yeah, baby! I'm gone!
It also gives people a great excuse if they get pulled over. It's just like, sir, have you been drinking? No, the Earth is spinning super fast, man. It's making me dizzy, man. Then why aren't we all dizzy? I'm too drunk to answer that question. Meanwhile, in environmental news, a man in Utah has been arrested for accidentally starting a 60-acre wildfire while trying to burn a spider with a cigarette lighter. And yes, this sounds terrible, but I bet that spider learned his f***ing lesson. You learn that, spider. In entertainment news, Brad Pitt wore a skirt to his latest movie premiere, and when he was asked why he did it, he said, quote, "We're all going to die, so let's just have some fun before we get out." And I love that. What an inspirational way to say, it's laundry day. It's also been like 200 degrees outside every day. The question isn't why is Brad Pitt wearing a skirt, it's why isn't every guy wearing a skirt? Are you kidding me? Have you felt how hot it is out there? Got the fabric on both sides, everything is cooped up. You walk outside and you spend 5 minutes in this weather. Before you know it, you're walking around with 2 lightly poached eggs in your pants. Gotta let it breathe. This is a wild story. In travel news, Airbnb has announced that it will no longer allow people to list former slave cabins as vacation rentals after one listing caused an uproar online. And this must be one of those things that's probably white people. I mean, no, because as a black person, there's no way I'm vacationing in a slave cabin. I don't care if it's a former slave cabin. I don't care if it's renovated. There's no black person who's like, yeah, this is where I want to spend my vacation. So good for Airbnb. I will say this, if I owned Airbnb, I wouldn't cancel these listings. I would say, yeah, you can stay there if you want, but you're gonna have to have the real experience. Yeah. Just surprise those people, barge into the cabin at 6 a.m. like, here's your basket, fill it up! We'll whip your ass. I just wanted to see what it was like. Well, now you're seeing. But anyway, let's move on to some of the bigger news stories of the day. First up, yesterday we had another round of primary elections in America. And I'm just gonna say this, this country has too many elections, all right? Yeah, every week, it's like, it's time to vote, but we voted last week. No, that was the vote to vote for who we're voting for this week. Then we'll vote on when we'll vote for the next vote. Vote, vote, votey, vote, 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 vote. So let's check in on the results of these votes in our ongoing coverage of Votedemic 2022. Last night was a very good night for Donald Jigglypuff Trump. In Michigan, his candidate defeated a Republican who votes to impeach him. In Arizona, his candidates won the primaries for Senate and Secretary of State. And in Missouri, the Eric he endorsed beat the other Eric that he endorsed. Yeah, it was the best night for Trump he's had that didn't end with someone signing an NDA. And these Arizona races could have national implications because these Republicans, you have to understand, the ones who are winning now, they all believe in crazy conspiracy theories about Biden stealing the election in 2020. So if they win the final races, they could end up in charge of counting the votes in 2024. And I don't know about you, but I know for certain I do not trust them with that job. Can you imagine what it'll be like?
All right, another vote for Trump. That's a Trump vote. That's a Trump. Yeah, I saw that. That was Trump. What you doing there? I'm counting. That's Trump as well. Yeah, put it in. That's it. Trump again. What was, look at that. That person spent Trump wrong. He said B-I-D-E-N. That's not how you spell Trump. What the, they spelled it wrong. That's all right. What's the final tally? What's that? Trump 1 bazillion, Biden minus 10. I think I did a good job.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Now, there is some good news. Other than the Trump virus spreading through the Republican Party like Vecna, last night was actually a really good night for anyone who believes a woman should have a right to choose what happens in her own body. And it's all thanks to Kansas.
In conservative Kansas this morning, a political earthquake and a big win for abortion rights supporters. Kansas voters rejecting an amendment that would have removed abortion protections from the state constitution, in effect, keeping access to the procedure there.
The turnout on a 100-degree day in the middle of summer was 53%. Historically high. They've never seen anything like this. This is Barack Obama's numbers.
Our state stood up and said no. We're the first ones to say no. So I'm overjoyed.
Wow. Kansas, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Congratulations, Kansas. It's moments like these I wish I knew which one of these states you were. But either way, congratulations. No, for real though, for real. This is a huge pro-choice victory. And it's especially amazing that it happened in Kansas, a state so red that Trump won it by 14 points. Yeah, no one expected this. This was a bigger shock than when Batgirl found out that her real nemesis is the CEO of Warner Brothers. And this is where you realize, this is where you realize as well, the anti-abortion views of right-wing lawmakers and some people on the Supreme Court, they don't mirror what actual Americans want. All right? It's not accurate. And that's a huge problem in this country. It's like letting the craziest dude in your friend group plan your bachelor party. You're gonna be like, I just wanted to play beer pong. How did we end up in a Bangkok prison? Not cool, Samuel. Oh, and speaking of earth-shattering news, Beyoncé is changing her album again. Yeah, first, she took out the word spaz from a song because some people complained that it was ableist, right? And now she's removing a sample from one of her other songs because Kelis complained that she didn't get any credit from it. And look, I get what Beyoncé is doing. It's very nice. But I also should point out, this could turn into a major disaster. Because you realize now, depending on when you listen to the album, you could be hearing completely different songs. Yeah, it's just gonna change. You don't even know what the thing's gonna be. Like, I heard, you won't break my soul. And then someone else is like, you won't score a goal. Someone else is like, someone check this mole. You don't know. Can you imagine the chaos this is gonna cause? Yeah, the next time you're at a Beyoncé concert, Beyoncé's gonna be like, everyone sing along. We're gonna be like, we can't! Which version? Ah! And because Beyoncé is now taking requests, Monica Lewinsky sent out a tweet basically saying, what about removing her name in one of Beyoncé's old songs, Partition? All right, it's a song where Beyoncé sang, he Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown. Yeah, and I mean, I think we can all see why Monica wouldn't want that in a song. And for me personally, I also think Beyoncé should change it in the song, because it's not right. Technically, it should be, he Bill Clinton'd on my gown. Because that's the guy who did all the jizzing. You gotta remember who did the thing. I'm not saying Beyonce did anything wrong. I'm just saying, Beyonce, you have to understand with the way American schools teach history, your songs might be the only way children learn. It needs to be accurate, Beyonce, please. So whether you agree with it or not, Beyonce has made her choice, and good for her. In fact, you know what I think? They should say some artists have to be forced to do it. Beyonce was nice, some artists have to be forced. Yeah, like R. Kelly. Yeah, part of his sentence should be that he has to go back and redo all of his old songs. Because age is not just a number. Yeah, we want him back in the studio. My mind's telling me no, and now my body understands why it's a no. My body completely understands. My body completely understands. And speaking of people who wish they could go back and change the past, Alex Jones, far right-wing commentator and man who makes Donald Trump look like a reasonable human being, is currently on trial for spreading lies about the Sandy Hook shooting, right? Saying that it was all a hoax. And today in the trial, one of the funniest moments came when he found out that his inept lawyer had screwed up and sent the prosecution evidence that proved Alex Jones committed perjury.
Mr. Jones, did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way? And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. Did you know that?
I mean, I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there. I mean, I'm not a tech guy. I told you, I gave in my testimony the phone to the lawyers before or whatever, and so you got my phone, but we didn't give it to you.
No, Mr. Jones.
Oh man, I like how he was so shocked he started turning into every emoji. He was like, at one point he even tried to give himself COVID. Do you see? There's a, I can't speak. You know the disease I said is fake? Yeah, I got it. I've got it now. You know you're in trouble when the truth chokes you up like you want an episode of Hot Ones. You know, with those spicy wings. He's like, I'm sorry. What did I say? But you realize this moment is huge. Right? Because it shows that Alex Jones probably committed perjury, which means Alex Jones lies about stuff. Yeah, I know, that's shocking, because now I'm starting to wonder, does that mean chemtrails from planes aren't turning the frogs gay? Was that also a lie? And by the way, where did he get that lawyer? Can we just talk about that? Because you see how the lawyer is just sitting there like, I would love to be there for that classic lawyer-client conversation during recess. And we're just standing together, so how do you think it's going? It's like, well, apart from the fact that I screwed this whole thing up worse than any lawyer in history, I think we still have a shot.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
First of all, congratulations to someone out there for winning $1.3 billion in the Mega Millions Lotto. Did you boo or ooh? I don't know what that sound was. It's the biggest lottery payout ever to a single winner. And it's wild to me that we just gave $1 billion to someone who has proven that they're bad with money. Why are you playing the lottery? It's a terrible investment, unless you win. Now, because Illinois has a law allowing lottery winners to remain anonymous, we might never know who won this money. But I will say this, if your next door neighbor comes to your cookout in a private jet, it's probably them. Or Kylie Jenner, you never know. Meanwhile, in some shocking entertainment news, Beyoncé isn't perfect. Oh. Yeah, this is the part where the tomatoes hit me. I know. Well, because this morning, Queen B said that she would remove the word spaz from one of her new songs because she didn't realize that it was ableist. And if you're having a bit of deja vu, it's because this comes just a few weeks later, right? A few weeks after, Lizzo had to come out and say the same thing. She had to cut the same word from a song, which honestly must be so exciting for Lizzo, right? Yeah, she's probably like, oh my God, Beyonce sampled my scandal. This is so amazing. We should do a collab on like a NoTap apology. We should do this. Oh, and there's another pop star in trouble. This is a crazy story. Shakira could be facing 8 years in prison for tax fraud. Yeah, the Spanish government says that she dodged $17 million in taxes by pretending to live in the Bahamas when her real residence was in Barcelona. Bahamas, Barcelona. So yeah, it turns out you cannot claim your residence as whenever, wherever. That doesn't work. This is a good lesson for everybody here. And in labor news, this was one of the weirdest stories ever. A Chick-fil-A in North Carolina got into trouble for asking for volunteers to work the drive-through window, right? And the reason it was volunteers is because instead of paying the workers, the restaurant said that it would give them 5 free meals for every 1 hour shift. That they worked. Yeah. And I will say, it really does show you how good Chick-fil-A is, because all of you paused for a second when I said this, before getting angry. You're like, wait, would I? No! No! Does it include the waffle fries? No! Boo! Boo! So that's what's going on, bunch of random things. But anyway, let's move on to some of the bigger news stories of the day, starting with an update on Joe Biden, the president whose approval rating is going through its own recession. As you all know, the president had COVID and then recovered from it last week. But then, after testing negative, the White House doctor is reporting that Biden is now testing positive again with what they call a rebound infection. And it's definitely not the rebound Biden was hoping for, you know? He's like, come on, Jack, I want positive on the poll numbers, rebound, you know what I mean? It's not a joke, man, come on. So anyway, the president is back in isolation again, but the White House says, don't worry, he's feeling fine and he will be working the entire time. Although, many of his supporters might not love his new project.
President Biden says work can resume on former President Trump's border wall. The White House wants 4 gaps in the fence to be filled in near Yuma, Arizona. We're told it's one of the busiest crossings for undocumented immigrants.
It's another reversal of policy for the president, who vowed not to add to his predecessor's efforts in any way on that project.
There will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
That's right, there will be many feet of wall. Ha ha! Gotcha! 2024! But yes, it looks like Joe Biden is completing Donald Trump's unfinished business. So, if I was Mike Pence right now, I'd be nervous as hell. I'd be watching out. You know what I also love? What I love about this story is how Fox doesn't know what to do with these kinds of stories, right? Because they want the wall, but they also hate Joe Biden. You know, they're like, did you see what Biden is doing? He was against the wall, but now he's building it. I guess we have to vote for him? How does this work? But you do have to admit, it is confusing, right? Because Biden, he spent, what, 4 years railing against the wall. He was like, this wall is fascist, it is racist, and it's un-American. And now we're gonna have it patched up in no time, folks. We're gonna fix up this wall. We're gonna fix it all up. Now, okay, the reason the Biden administration gave for building Trump's wall in these sections of Arizona is because they're saying it's dangerous for migrants to cross the river there, right? And so they wanna put up a wall to stop the people from crossing, which you have to admit is a little weird, because now they're saying that walls do stop people from crossing. Yeah, but they're only doing it here because they want to make it safer, right? Because the river's super dangerous. So they don't want people to try cross here. Other parts, I guess. Although if you really wanted to make crossing a river safer, then why wouldn't you just build a bridge instead of adding a wall? None of it makes sense. Yeah, none of it makes sense. You know why? Because it's bullshit. That's why. Yeah. This doesn't make sense. And look, I can't say it for certain, but it seems like the only reason they're building a wall in these sections is because these sections could affect Democratic Senator Mark Kelly, who's running for re-election in Arizona. And he's been pushing for these sections to be filled. Right? When you see it through that lens, it makes a lot more sense. Migrants sneaking into Arizona, that's whatever. But Republicans sneaking into the Senate, you gotta shut that shit down. And either way, I hope this is one of those things that can bring America together. You know, this is one of those moments where people can unite, because when you think about it, Trump and Biden have more in common than we think. They both want the wall filled in. They both have shady sons, and they both have close companions who require annual rabies shots. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. Biden and Trump. Speaking of Trump, the Tangerine Dream is back in the news with yet another scandal, because this is one of the wildest things ever. Because remember how his wife, Ivana, passed away, right? Really sad story, she passed away. Well, it turns out that Donald may have managed to turn even that into a scam.
Ivana Trump, the first wife of President Trump, has been laid to rest in an unusual location, near the first hole at President Trump's golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. The reason is unclear, but according to Insider, operating a cemetery on the golf course will allow President Trump to avoid paying taxes on the land.
Wow. 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 A lot of people say, I'll pay taxes over my dead body. Trump means it. Just someone else's body. And even for him, this feels like a step too far. I don't care what anyone says. Like, I wouldn't even laugh at that as a joke. If someone said to me, Donald Trump's ex-wife died, he's probably gonna bury her on his golf course to save on taxes, I'd be like, yo, that's not cool, man. That's not cool. But it turns out Trump was like, wait, say more. I'm gonna send this to my accountant. Keep going. What this really shows you is how strange the tax system can be. Like, all this tax break does is incentivize you to be a weirdo. Who came up with this? It almost feels like the law was written by a serial killer. It's just like, there should be a law that if you bury a body in your yard, you don't have to pay taxes anymore. I was like, yeah, the senator whose interns keep disappearing makes a good point. The motion passes. Good point. Good.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Point. It's ridiculous. A passenger on a flight from Bali to Australia was fined more than $1,800 for having two undeclared Egg McMuffins in their luggage. And honestly, I don't know if they'll be able to pay for that, you know? No, because I mean, the type of person who saves Egg McMuffins for later probably doesn't plan and has $1,800 lying around for fines, you know what I mean? But apparently Australia is very concerned about bringing in food from Indonesia because there's an outbreak of foot and mouth disease, and that's why they're being really strict. And when I saw this, I was like, damn, do you know how poisonous you gotta be to get banned from Australia? Yeah, their border patrol is like, oh, pets tonight, come on, throw your killer spiders right this way. Ah, Egg McMuffin! Oh, that could hurt someone, Mike! That could really hurt someone! In sports news, the head of the Saudi Arabian Golf Tour revealed today that Tiger Woods turned down a $700 million offer to play for their league. Yeah, turned it down. Yeah, kudos to Tiger Woods. That is really amazing. All these other golfers just taking the money from Saudi Arabia, you know? But Tiger stood up. He's like, no, I would do the same thing. In fact, Saudi Arabia, offer me that $700 million. Yeah, you'll see. Just put it in my bank account. You'll see what I'll do. And the rest of you won't see me again. You'll see. Oh, here's something fascinating. Here's something. A major new study of 72 million people has found that poor children are much more likely to move up the economic ladder if they have friends who are rich. Yeah, I know, which seems kind of obvious, you know? I mean, I feel like they didn't need to do a whole study. They could have just watched Fresh Prince. But still, now we know statistically that poor kids do better with rich friends, which shows you why it's so important to have different zoning when it comes to housing, to have schools that are integrated, you know? Gets people on the same trajectory. I mean, on the downside, it also means that you have some kids coming back demanding weird snacks, you know? It's like, but Daddy, Theodore has prosciutto wrapped melon balls. Like, well, Theodore sounds like a little bitch. Now eat your cheese stick. But anyway, let's move on to the big news of the day. Because there is a lot of it, a lot of news. Starting with China, the original build the wall country. Since Xi Jinping rose to power in 2013, the communist regime has steadily been increasing its influence around the world, right? They've been advancing into Africa, they've been claiming territory in disputed waters, and most importantly, creating the perfect algorithm to get us all hooked on pink sauce. But one thing China wants more than anything is for the world to acknowledge that they own Taiwan. Which is why they've gotten super pissed off at where Nancy Pelosi just booked her Expedia trip.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has arrived in Taiwan. The speaker arriving just really moments ago for a visit which has been controversial and speculated about for weeks now.
She says that the congressional delegation's visit is part of the unwavering commitment to support Taiwan's vibrant democracy.
In the past few days, China launching the most aggressive military exercises in 25 years, accusing the U.S. of interfering in its internal affairs.
Chinese President Xi Jinping warned President Biden in a call last week about the U.S. meddling in the contested territory, with Chinese officials reportedly communicating, those who play with fire will perish by it.
2 weeks ago, President Biden had warned the U.S. military did not want Pelosi to go.
I think that the military thinks it's not a good idea right now.
Yeah, I would agree. Now is not a great time to start World War III. I mean, the world has so many other things to deal with right now. All the drama on Love Island, you know? I can't believe that Ekansu ended up with Davide. Are you serious? And it's crazy that Pelosi just ignored Biden like that. You know? Well, I mean, I assume she ignored him. Maybe she just couldn't understand him, you know? He was like, listen, Jack, don't skedaddle over the Taiwanese. I mean, hey, come on, man, we need to hear an American. You read me, Skipper? She's like, you got it, Joe, I'm on my way. No! So now, because Pelosi has defied Chinese warnings not to visit Taiwan, the Chinese government is conducting military exercises in Taiwan's backyard. Yeah, which is a scary escalation. But at the same time, when you think about it, it's also kind of ridiculous that countries do this. You know, they fly their planes past, aim their guns, but they don't shoot. It's scary, but it's also ridiculous. You know, it's like threatening someone by standing outside their house, just yelling, you wanna mess with me? Look at what I'm capable of! Imagine this is your face. Yeah, think about what you did. But let's move on from the war America may be about to start to the one it is still trying to finish, the war on terror. As you know, it started on September 11th, 2001, when the Twin Towers were destroyed by George W. Bush. No, I'm kidding. It was Dick Cheney. It was Al-Qaeda. And the plotters of the attack included Osama bin Laden, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and Ayman al-Zawahiri. And America swore revenge. And over the next 20 years, America killed bin Laden, captured Sheikh Mohammed, invaded Afghanistan, invaded Iraq, bombed Pakistan, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, and Libya, deployed troops to Mali, Kenya, and Nigeria, and completely obliterated the big shampoo bottle industry. Only tiny bottles for you. But in that whole time, the US never managed to find Ayman al-Zawahiri. Until yesterday.
The US has now killed the world's top terror target. More than 20 years after 9/11, the hunt for bin Laden's number two is now over.
He has been in hiding for more than 20 years, one of the world's most wanted terrorists. But tonight, the United States finally caught up with Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more.
Senior officials say the U.S. government used an unmanned drone and Hellfire missiles to target the third-floor balcony of a residential apartment building in downtown Kabul.
Experts say Hellfire missiles do not explode. Instead, the missiles are equipped with razor-like blades extending from the fuselage, which slice through a target.
So it will go through and essentially vaporize a human body, but somebody standing within feet of this person would not be injured at all.
Senior administration officials saying authorities spent months identifying al-Zawahiri's patterns to avoid civilian casualties. The strike was so precise from a drone, it killed him on a balcony without harming any family members in the building.
God damn. America clipped the world's most wanted terrorist off of his safe house balcony? I mean, also, at this point, maybe we should stop calling them safe houses. No, every terrorist gets killed in a safe house. They should call it a house that you think you're safe in, but you never know. And what's crazy is that America didn't just kill him. They killed him with a razor blade missile, which I didn't even know was a thing. Did you? I don't know. Yeah, the weapons America has sound like things that kids just make up on the playground.
I'm shooting you with a laser-guided missile with razor blades and a shark's body.
Meanwhile, the CIA is up in a tree like, with a shark's body. Did you get that, boys? We gotta go make one of those. Razor blade missile, that's especially genius. Because like, if it hits, you kill the target. But even if it misses him by a little, he gets like a really shitty haircut. Well, that's just as good. No one's gonna be loyal to a guy with a bowl cut. I will say, you know, when you see stories like this, when you see stories about what America's capable of, this is where you realize there's really no excuse for the amount of domestic terrorism in America, right? Because Zawahiri lived all the way in Afghanistan, right? In some random safe house in the middle of nowhere, and America knew what time of day he liked to go out onto his balcony. But when a white supremacist posts on Facebook that he's gonna murder everyone and then buys an AR-15, everyone's like, oh, there was no way to stop this, yeah. Oh, if only he liked balconies, wow. And I know some people are saying, oh, who cares? America killed Al-Qaeda's leader, but Al-Qaeda isn't even in the game anymore. This is like taking out Tom from MySpace. That's not the point. The point is, America never forgets. Unless it's slavery, but everything else, America never forgets. You thought it was over. America came back. America's a kid who never stops playing hide and seek decades after the game is done. Yeah, you're at a retirement party giving a speech, and America pops up behind you like, found you, bitch. I'm with my grandkids, not anymore. Still, though, this is like one hell of a strike. They got him with a missile. I'm still stuck on this. A missile filled with swords. This is how I know I'm not cut out for the war room and like all of the things you need to do as commander-in-chief, all these. I know if I was in that room, I would not have been able to keep my cool in there. All right. Target acquired, Mr. President. They say contact in 3, 2, 1. Oh, shit, goddamn, oh! Oh, oh, did you see the swords? The swords are coming out of me. Oh, this is like Fruit Ninja. Ah! Oh, oh, how are you watching this? How's everybody else watching this? Oh, you're not even gonna flinch? Nobody's gonna flinch? Oh, I'm the only one. Oh, okay, you're acting like you've all seen a missile that has swords come out of it. Okay, I'm the only one. All right, you guys aren't even moving here. You know, you see that shit? You see that? That shit was wild. Wow, that was crazy. That missile just knew it can find anyone. Wow, even you, Kamala. I'm just playing, but where are you hiding? I see you go, oh, shit, that was crazy. Today was a big day for the midterm primary season, with a lot of closely watched races that will tell us a lot about the direction of the Republican Party. You know, will it be filled with crazy extremists who worship Donald Trump like a god? Or will it be filled with traditional conservatives who worship Donald Trump like a god? And one race that everyone is talking about is the Republican Senate race in Missouri. And the reason it's getting so much attention is because Donald Trump decided to give one of the weirdest endorsements of all time.
It is primary day in America. Former President Trump hedging his bets in a Missouri Senate race, simply endorsing Eric, a first name shared by two rival Republican candidates.
Trump has triggered confusion in Missouri after endorsing Eric in the state primary without providing a last name. There are two Erics in the race. Both Eric Greitens, who's been accused of abuse and blackmail, and Eric Schmidt, the current attorney general, have claimed the endorsement as their own.
Now both Erics are saying the former president is supporting them. Each posted a statement online thanking Trump for his endorsement. A source close to the former president told NBC News, leaving off the last name of the Eric he was endorsing was intentional, saying it was a, quote, epic troll.
Just when you think you've seen it all from Donald Trump, he does something like this. There are two Erics running against each other in the primary, and Trump put out a statement endorsing Eric. Just Eric. He could be supporting any Eric in the world. Well, not any Eric, but you know what I mean. You know, I'm not his father. To me, the best part of the story is that before he made the announcement, Trump called Eric Schmidt and told him that he was getting the endorsement. Then he called Eric Greitens and told him he was getting the endorsement. But he didn't mention to either of them that he was endorsing both of them. Yeah. What an asshole. Turns out the dude even brings infidelity into his endorsements, you know? He's the first politician to have a side Eric.
You're the only Eric for me, Eric. Don't listen to those other Erics. They're just jealous.
As you know, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has shown no signs of letting up. Why? Because Vladimir Putin clearly believes all of those dumb Instagram quotes about never giving up on your dreams. God damn it, Vlad. We need more memes about realizing you suck and quitting. Anyway, because of that, the European Union is preparing all of its countries for a winter without Russian gas, which means they're gonna have to make some really drastic changes to life.
And in world news this morning, Spain is heated over an air conditioning ban. The government there says certain shops and bars, they can't set air conditioning below 27 degrees Celsius. It's to limit dependence on Russian gas.
Wow. Public buildings in Spain have to keep their air conditioning above 27 degrees Celsius. And I know right now, all the Americans watching are like, oh my God, that's so hot or so cold. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm with you, Trevor. I don't know. Well, it's hot. It's 80.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, now you're with me, yeah. And if you have to set your AC to that temperature, then what is even the point of having an AC? You may as well just hire some guy to breathe on you. Thank you, Jared, that's so refreshing. Were you eating Chipotle? And you know, I feel really bad for the Spanish people. They need air conditioning, probably more than anyone else, especially because of how naturally hot Spanish people are. Yeah, just being Spanish raises any temperature in the room by like 10 degrees. You know, even in like a boring meeting, it's like, excuse me, Janice, but do you have the TPS reports from accounting? We need it for the fiscal quarter. It's like, oh my God. Now, if we had more time, we could talk about how Russia is showing the world why it's so necessary to move away from fossil fuels, especially because of the countries the fossil fuels are connected to and because of climate change. But we don't have the time for that because of another shitty thing that Russia is doing.
WNBA star Brittany Griner today found guilty and sentenced inside of a Russian courtroom, 9 years behind bars for smuggling cannabis oil. The Biden administration calling the trial a sham and saying the sentence is unacceptable.
This is some bullshit. This is bullshit. We all know Russia doesn't care about what Brittany Griner did. Well, this is the same country that's breaking every human rights law on the planet, but they're like, oh, that woman has vape cartridge. Oh, she's a real criminal. Get the f*** out of here, man. This is bullshit. We all know it. We all know it. And the one piece of good news, it looks like, is that this seems like it's just a negotiation tactic. Right? Russia's like, we have prisoner for 9 years. You give us a prisoner who was in America for 9 years, you know? And you know what I think? They should just do it. Yeah, whoever America has in prison, send them to Russia. Yeah, it seems like they win, but don't forget, that person now has to live in Russia. Yeah, yeah. They'll get there and be like, this whole country is prison. I miss food in Alcatraz. No! Now, if we had more time, we could talk about how this whole thing could have been avoided if the WNBA paid their stars enough that they didn't have to go and play in Russia in the offseason to make money. But unfortunately, we don't have the time to talk about that, because there's another sports story about a male athlete who has broken out of prison, the prison of the mind.
Aaron Rodgers recently revealing on a podcast that he used psychedelic drugs to improve his outlook on playing football. The 38-year-old said, quote, "I really feel like that experience paved the way for me to have the best season of my career."
He opened up about his experience on ayahuasca and a retreat in Peru. Ayahuasca is a plant-based psychedelic drug used to treat physical, mental, and spiritual issues in South American countries.
Wow. Okay. Do you understand how big this is, people? Aaron Rodgers just said, "Yo, I took drugs, and that's part of the reason I crushed the game." Yeah, that shows you how much times have changed. Because you remember back in the 90s, they'd bring someone like Shaq on TV to be like, "Remember, kids, I'd rather kill myself than get high on marijuana. Don't do drugs." But now this is accepted. And please, please, don't get it twisted. He wasn't playing while he was on ayahuasca. Although I kind of wish he was. No, because I'd love to see what kind of plays a quarterback would think of while they're on the journey, you know? All right, everybody, huddle up. It's 4th and 1, so Johnson, you're gonna look deep in your soul, buddy. All right, and rediscover your inner child. All right, Dabowski, I'm gonna need you to hug that rainbow, man. You just hug it real hard. All right, Coleman, stop floating. Come on, everybody, let's do this! Now, if we had more time, we could talk about how great it is to see people like Aaron Rodgers normalizing conversations around whether we can use psychedelics to improve people's mental health and cure them from addiction. But unfortunately, we don't have the time, because speaking of addiction, the Choco Taco is back.
Okay, call this a comeback. Klondike hinting that it might bring back the Choco Taco after huge reaction to the news that it was going to be discontinued. The company says it's reflecting on the outpouring of support and demand and figuring out what the next step should be.
This is amazing! What? This is amazing! Klondike ended the Choco Taco and the fans brought it back. This is the kind of passion you normally only see in, like, the Beehive or the BTS Army. Yeah, in fact, they should get their own name. You know, the Choco Taco Flaco, or like the Klondike Klux Klan. Maybe not that one, but you get my point. I'm just ripping here. I'm just ripping. Like, if we had more time, we could have fun with the conspiracy theory that this whole thing was a marketing stunt, or what other Tex-Mex foods could be ice creamified. But we don't have the time about, you know, to talk about any of that. I was just thinking of burrito. Because you want to talk about something coming back from the dead? Then this could be the biggest story of our lives or deaths.
A stunning medical breakthrough has raised questions about the line between life and death. Researchers at Yale University pumped a custom-made solution into the bodies of pigs that had been dead for over an hour. Incredibly, the chemical revived cells in the pig's liver, kidney, and brain, and their hearts even began to beat again. Scientists say this could lead to saving more human organs for transplant.
Sweet Jesus in heaven. Scientists have found a way to bring dead cells back to life. Whole organs, people, hearts beating again. Do you understand how mind-blowing this is? Do you understand how mind-blowing this discovery could be? I feel like you guys are f***ing around right now. Pigs are coming back to life, people. You realize it's not a long way off, but this could mean we're gonna be in a world soon where you could revive people who already died. We could make a Jurassic Park, but with people. Yeah. How dope would that be? Bringing your grandma back to life and visiting her in the park. Oh no, the grandmas are escaping. Ah, everybody cover your cheeks. Ah, they got me, I'm too cute. Ah. I feel like this should be the only story in the news right now. Do you understand how big the pigs, they made the cells come back to life. They were dead. They made it come. You guys don't even understand right now. I don't even think you people understand right now. You understand how huge it is? Yeah, there's always people like, "Who would you like to have dinner with, alive or dead?" Now that shit could happen. And all those dumb people are like, I would love to meet Hitler. And then it's like, hello, no! I don't even know why we're doing a TV. We shouldn't even be doing TV anymore. Everyone's talking about other things. They might have found a way to bring dead people back to life. You guys still want to know about what, Joe Biden? I don't give a f- about Joe Biden right now. They use the thing, they put it inside. They've tried this with bypass machines. It doesn't work. The organs die. But then they pump these pigs with like a thing called like Organ X. And now the pigs came. You people don't even understand what I'm. They have to make the pig sleep. They gave it a nerve blocker. And then when they gave the pig a dye injection to see what the brain was doing, the pig twitched. Yeah, yeah, now you understand. This ethically is the craziest thing. We're not ready for this. This could redefine death. What is death? Who is death? How is death? Could be like an option now. You could die and then come back. Like, I want to die. Yeah, and then like do my funeral and then come back and watch it. Be like, oh, that's what you said about me when I was gone? Okay. Okay. This is wild. And I know it's scary. The one piece of good news is, though, it could lead us to a better world. Because someone has to bring you back. Yeah. So you'd be like, you guys are bringing me back, right? And people are like, yeah, 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 we'll bring you back, yeah. I'll teach you to be an asshole. Before we go, I just wanted to let you know that recovery efforts are underway after record-breaking floodwaters have hit eastern Kentucky. The Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky are doing all they can to help those efforts. So if you can, please consider supporting them and the important work that they do at the link below.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.